Does balance prevail? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Absolute Philosopher. Does balance prevail? We all like to think that we are balanced. We all like to think that we are living a harmonious, joyful, wonderful life. We all like to think that we're doing everything right. And then some little thing comes along and shakes our boat. Some illness comes into our life, and we say, oh my goodness, why is that? Some unhappiness comes into our world, and we say, why me, oh God? And all of these things, and we say, truly, 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 oh my goodness, does balance prevail? Where is the balance? Where is the righteousness of all these things? Well, we can be sure that whenever our life goes awry, whenever something goes out of sync and out of action in our world, we have put something, some cause in motion in a way that is bringing that negativity into our world. When we live in a world of balance, there is no illness. When we live in a world of balance, there is no limitation. When we live in a world of balance, there is no denial of anything. When we live in a world of balance, all is in perfect harmony, perfect right action, perfect peace. All is done now. Living in a world of balance is not an accident. Living in a world of balance takes place because I have chosen to think the thoughts of balance and harmony and peace and goodness at all times. It's not a matter that right now I think goodness and then I let myself be upset. Do you ever watch a movie, and in the movie do you side with one side or another? And in the conflicts that are going on in the movie, do you say, kill him, you know, get rid of that person because that's a bad person, that's an evil person, stop him any way you can? Oh, my goodness sakes. Balance does not prevail there, you can be sure of that. In another one, you see the crook stealing and getting away with it, and you see him giving the money to his family and giving the money to his friends because he knows it really doesn't belong to him. And so he just doesn't really get any benefit out of it except giving it away and making himself happy that way if he can, but he knows that it's not his money to do that with. Well, you say, isn't that wonderful? Robin Hood stealing from the rich to give to the poor. Isn't that wonderful? My goodness. Oh, violation of principle is never wonderful. Violation of principle, no matter how well written the story may be to tell how good it is never wonderful. Sickness is never wonderful. It's not necessary. Illness is not necessary in anyone's life. Lack and limitation are not necessary in anyone's experience. Yet we continue having these experiences in our world, and we ask the question, why me, O God? Why me? Well, why do bad things happen to good people? Because sometimes good people have bad thoughts. They have a thought of judgment. They have a thought of manipulation, of control. They have a thought of lust. They have a thought of many things that we can't even begin to think of, the possibilities of the thoughts that anyone could have, including ourselves. And these thoughts are the ones where it makes us think that balance doesn't prevail. These thoughts make us think that there is no righteousness in the world. And there is. The righteousness in the world is that whatever thought we think, we will have the result of that thought. We will have the benefit or the detriment of that thought taking place in our life and our affairs. It's just that simple. Now, what are we going to do? How are we going to ensure that we live in a healthy body, that we have a life of goodness and abundance, that we are surrounded by beautiful, unconditionally loving people. How can we ensure this is our reality by knowing that this balance will prevail in our life and our experience? How can we be sure of that? Well, the only way that we can be sure of that is when we are sure of the thoughts we allow to be processed by the stem cells of our brain, the thoughts that we allow to be processed by our thought system, the thoughts that we allow to dwell in our temple of the living spirit. Now, are your thoughts judgment at any time? Do you judge anyone right or wrong? Right or wrong? Do you judge them as being good or bad? Do you judge them as being doing loving or non-loving things? If there's any judgment there, then expect to have a world filled with all sorts of confusion, because judgment results only in confusion in our life. If you have any attitude that somebody in this world is mean and hateful, then you're mean and hateful, for what you see is what you are. What I see is what I am. I have to always bring it back to me. What I see is what I am. And if I have illness, it's because I have seen someone else as hateful in my world. Someone else as mean and unkind in the cruelest sense. And I'm judging it, and I'm listening to it, and I'm observing it, and it is mine. To the pure, all is pure. As I keep my thoughts pure, as I keep my attitudes pure, as I keep my words pure, and as I keep every bit of the thinking that my stem cells are attuned to or addressed to or shown, then that is what my life will be. And my life will be that in its most glorified, most wonderful, most fantastic way. And I will see very readily that balance prevails as I balance myself. As I live in every thought I think in a harmonious way, as I live in every attitude I have in a joyful, harmonious way, as I know that I am that I am. Balance prevails when we live in balance. You say, well, that's a conundrum there, isn't it? Yes, it is. But be balanced. Judge not, lest ye shall be judged, for with whatever judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Now, is that what we want? No. All right, now, if we let judgment alone, we're heading straight for a wonderful balance. Now, unconditional love. If we can train ourselves with unconditional love to not judge anyone, but see everyone and see everything that they're doing as good and very good, wow. But sometimes we see them doing bad things. Well, that's because in us we are thinking bad things. If I see someone doing bad things, it's because in me I'm doing some bad things. I should have my eyes so pure, so beautiful, that I cannot see anything on the outer other than what I have on the inner, which I don't. I only see in the outer what I am on the inner. And so I continually polish my diamond. I continually polish the gem of truth within me, the wisdom that I am, and bring forth out of the facets of my diamond the fire and glory that is within me, the magic that is within me to accomplish all things, be all things, and be it now. And as I am it now, as I live it now, I am in balance, and it persists in every area of my life. And it is a glorious and a wonderful thing. Yes, balance does persist when we persist in harmony, peace, love, and unconditional love at all times. Take these thoughts and make them yours, and put it to work in your life as I put it to work in my life. And as I put it to work in my life, I live in a glorious, wonderful, fabulous world every moment of my life. Have a wonderful world and a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.